butter beans sort of flat and long, and snap beans are the round bean.
And the lima bean is this small round?
It's a little long. A lima bean is larger than a snap bean.
And how in relation to a butter bean, what size is
it? Well, it's the same thing. Snap bean and the butter bean is about the same thing. Different people call them different names, you know. Snap bean and a butter bean is about the same thing.
What about the color? How do lima beans and snap beans and butter beans compare in color?
Well, yellow beans, plants sort of yellow when it comes up and goes to growing, and snap beans are sort of green.
Well, when you eat snap beans, do you eat the shell, leave the shell on?
You leave the shell on. No, you don't eat, leave the shell on when you cook them. You open them up and let the peas fall out, and then you keep the peas to cook and throw the hulls away.
But you call them snap beans?
Snap beans.
Did you ever make any kind of vegetable soup or anything?
Oh, yeah.
What would you put in that?
Put in that tomatoes and corn out of the garden, roasting it, as you know. And tomatoes and corn. And
any of that kind of vegetable that's sort of gooey in the middle?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
I don't know what you have reference to there.
Well, it's a green vegetable that if you brush your arm up against the plant, it's sticky, sort of.
Okra? You talking about okra? Okra. Yeah, I've grown okra. It grows up above the ground, and when it gets kind of halfway grown and tender stuff, go pull it off the vine and cook it.
Do you ever use it after it gets full grown?
I've used it, but it's tough.
What do you use it, the same way?
Same way. But tender okra is what you want to cook for your own self. Now, I never did plant okra to sell or nothing like that. You're speaking about the garden. That's what I'm speaking about. I never did plant no okra in the field. It naturally come up in the field now. Volunteer come up in the field from last year. Seed, you know, that falls on the ground.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. You can plant seed, cotton, and naturally with cotton, it'll be some kind of beans in there. And it'll come up too. Well, and chopping your cotton, you cut those out if you don't want them, you know. But most of the tenants leaves a few stalks on each end, so they need in the summertime off of them. And the landlord don't get no part of that. They just get half of the cotton, a third and fourth of the cotton.
Well, did you ever call this roasting ears? You spoke of roasting ears a minute ago. Do you ever call them anything else? I hear them call them anything else?
No, nothing but roasting ears. That's just tender corn fixing to get hard, you know. When it's tender, you put it for roasting ears and shuck it and cook it.
You eat it on the cob?
Eat it on the cob, or either cut it off the cob and fry it.
Well, so would you call it the same if you cut the young tender corn off the cob? You still call it roasting ears?
Yeah, roasting ears.
Well, what do you call the top part of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
And then on the corn, on the roasting ears, don't you have
shucks? Have shucks.
But after you take the shucks off, isn't there something else on there?
Not, it wasn't a lot of string bean stuff on there. You have to kind of pick it off.
Is that, you call it string bean stuff?
String bean on the corn.
Now on the roasting ear itself, the underneath the shucks.
That's what you got to pick off. Pick off all those strings. And then take a knife and sharpen and cut, make two cuttings off the cob for your cooking business. Or either you roast one ear if it's tender, you know. Got ears of corn on it, but yet it's tender. You roast them and eat them off the cob with your mouth.
Did you ever grow in this big